Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, I'll be talking about true abundance. What is this thing that we all want? I'll be sharing some inspiring stories that have much to teach us about what abundance is. I may also be turning a few beliefs we have about abundance upside down, but I think at the very least, we will come away with a different point of view about abundance, as well as food for thought on certain actions we may need to consider if we really want global abundance for all who share this planet. Before going into this week's theme, I would like to introduce those of you who are new to Living in Tune to who we are and what we are. I'm the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. Every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. And then I do a live repatterning on someone who phones in for the session. After sharing the theme for this week, I'll be doing a special True Abundance repatterning. And if you'd like to receive this new repatterning on the air, you can call 1-866-472-5795. Actually, I've just been told we already have a caller on the air for this session, so you can relax, and we'll be doing this session, I think, on Karen after the first break. So, let's talk a little bit about what resonance repatterning is. If we look at new physics, it's now common knowledge that everything is energy or vibrating frequencies. Every thought and feeling you have, every word you speak, and every organ and tissue of your body, it's all energy. From the point of view of resonance repatterning, your frequencies are either in sync with each other, which gives you health, vitality, and a positive attitude to life, or they're out of sync with each other, which depletes your magnetic field and leads to stress responses, anger, fear, poor health, and a whole array of negative mental states, life problems. What's wonderful about resonance repatterning is that it offers you a simple yet profound system for transporting your out-of-sync frequencies that are mirrored in every problem you have and every challenge you face. Resonance repatterning identifies where your frequencies are out of sync and how to bring them back into sync with each other, so you have the energy you need for creating the life you want and for living your purpose to the full. In one or two of the basic resonance repatterning seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends to make a difference in people's lives as well as your own life. For those who want to do resonance repatterning professionally, we have the complete program leading to certification. If you haven't already received a resonance repatterning session, that's a great place to begin so you can experience for yourself how you feel as a result of bringing your frequencies into sync and the positive change that follows. For those of you who like to read, my book Quantum Change Made Easy shares the 9 keys that make transformation of any problem possible, opening the door to new ways of being and living. If you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonance repatterning .net website for teacher schedules, links to certified practitioners in your area, self-healing supplies, free newsletter, and more. We are wired for success, creative action, and natural self-healing every step of the way. Whether you learn resonance repatterning yourself or receive sessions or apply what you learn when you read Quantum Change Made Easy, you will definitely feel the transformation for yourself. Remember, if you want me to discuss any particular question or issue on this weekly show, please email me at livingintune@gmail.com. And you can also go to our blog site. I love your feedback, and I do my best to weave your requests into the show sooner or later. So now, let's look at true abundance. Now, for me, there are 4 aspects to true abundance. The first I call abundance is a piece of string. Let's start with a true story about this kind of abundance. There was a group of autistic children who could only stand up with the help of a prop, like a chair. Without the prop, they would fall down and wouldn't try to get up again. Then someone had the idea to tie a strong rope between the chairs. the experiment was successful. As long as the children held onto the rope, they could walk. Then a thinner rope was tried with equal success. Finally, a piece of string was tied between the chairs, and still the children could walk and move around, even though the string was hardly enough to support them. At this point, someone made an imaginative leap and suggested giving each child a piece of string to hold in their hand. As long as these autistic children carried a piece of string, they could walk freely. Now, how is this possible? What these children clearly needed was a feeling of support. When they felt supported, they could walk. Rationally, holding a piece of string isn't enough support to make it possible for an autistic child to walk, but our brain is only partially rational. Most of what we need is not rational at all. Like Charlie Brown, who feels secure as long as he has his blankie, we too have symbols that get us through life, symbols that give us a sense of abundance. Or we carry symbols that give us a sense of lack. Abundance for the autistic children was having a symbol of support. For almost everything we need and want in life, we too have a symbol of that thing. Some of these symbols work well, and some don't work well. For instance, for many people, the symbol of feeling positive about themselves is food. Feeling confident may be symbolized by cocaine or alcohol. Having the energy to face the day may be symbolized by a cup of Starbucks coffee. For the English, a symbol of the ultimate cure-all, the panacea for life's misfortunes, is a good cup of tea. For the last 2,000 years, the symbol of security for a woman was a husband, even if he brought her no security at all. So our life is all about symbols. In the repatterning at the end of this show, we'll look at these symbols more closely, so we can ensure that we resonate with symbols that really help us walk, that bring us a sense of abundance, rather than carrying around symbols that don't help us at all. The second kind of abundance is a positive attitude. Some years ago, there was a documentary on television. They were interviewing an American farmer, asking him what it was like being a farmer in the USA. The farmer was sitting in his beautiful white-painted farmhouse, having dinner with his wife and two children. He was surrounded by 1,000 acres of land. He said farming was extremely difficult. The cost of insecticides, the cost of the large farm equipment, the cost of sending his children to college, and then with droughts and floods, you couldn't guarantee your crop. He was filled with worries and very real concerns. The documentary then cut to a farm in India. The Indian farmer had a handkerchief-sized bit of land, a wife, and 10 children. When asked what it was like for him being a farmer in India, he was filled with God's praises for his little bit of land, for his wonderful wife, for the blessings of his 10 children, for earning enough for all of them to eat one meal a day, and the joy of selling their fruit and vegetables at the market. He was filled with gratitude, not a worry in the world. We know logically that abundance is not about material goods. We know logically that abundance is a state of mind. But in spite of this, if you ask anyone what would bring them a feeling of abundance, the majority of people start talking about having more money or having some material goods they need. More symbols. Let's look at these two types of abundance a little more. What we see in the story of the autistic children is that the outcome they wanted was to walk. To be able to walk, they needed a sense of support. The symbol of support for them was carrying a piece of string. String equals support equals walking. Therefore, abundance for them was a piece of string. In the story of the two farmers, the outcome they wanted was to provide for their family. The feeling of the Indian farmer was one of joy and well-being. The Indian farmer had his symbol that represented joy and well-being, which was gratitude to God. His symbol was a positive mental attitude. This was his piece of string that gave the poor Indian farmer a sense of abundance, his well-being and joy, and the ability to provide for his wife and 10 children through God's grace. Abundance for him was his gratitude and praise. Now, the USA farmer also wanted to provide for his family, but his feeling was worry, and the symbol he carried around with him was pessimism. Clearly the wrong symbol. In spite of his 1,000 acres and house and beautiful wife and 2 children, He was poorer than the farmer who had almost nothing. So what we're seeing here is that the symbol we carry around with us is everything. And symbols can be anything, an object, a piece of string, or a positive attitude, or an action. The third type of abundance is harmony in your five elements. And a third story illustrates this facet of abundance. About 5 years ago, a friend forwarded me her newsletter in which she told a story about a boss she once had. She wrote, "One night my boss came to our volunteer boys and girls club board meeting half an hour late and looking a little tired. The agenda was full and there was dissension in the room between the old board members and more visionary younger types. It was not going well for me as CEO, but when my boss arrived, his presence had an amazing effect on everyone. He announced that he could only stay a short time as business was falling away. Then he summarized the most difficult issues and acknowledged everyone's opinion. In the process, he cracked a few jokes and used humor to lighten the room. We took a vote on the essential items, and 50 minutes after he arrived, he excused himself and left. Everyone was in a good mood and sorry to see him leave. However, we were all communicating more effectively, listening, and acknowledging each other's point of view. Another board member, a senior manager who worked for my boss, sat at the table dumbfounded. When my boss had left, he said, 'I can't believe what just happened here. That man is about to lose his entire business. He won't know until tomorrow morning if he'll have a cent in his name. I just can't believe he came to this boys and club girls club meeting.' The next morning, I asked my boss how he could have the presence of mind to attend a volunteer meeting when he was facing his own business challenge. He said simply that his priority of serving the children and his community kept him sane in the cutthroat world of business and made it possible for him to become a millionaire. He said that keeping his commitment to the kids restored his faith in humanity. My friend shared that her boss had a ninth grade education and his alcoholic father had deserted the family when he was 2 years old. After building up his business and almost losing every cent, he later sold it for $6 million. Clearly, money was not the source of his abundance. What was this man's piece of string? The outcome he wanted was to serve, to be of service. And for him, this was the basis of his financial success. The feeling he got from serving was joy. His symbol, based on this story, was putting others first. When he put others first, he feels joy, and he realized his outcome of being of service and financial success. But there's also something more to this man. As a trained and licensed acupuncturist, I love to use the five elements of Chinese acupuncture, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, because they give us a deep understanding of why some people do well, their five elements are in harmony, and why others do not do so well, their five elements are out of harmony. Harmonizing our five elements gives us infinite possibilities for abundance. In resonance repathing, we work with the five elements and the 12 meridians, not as acupuncturists, but through discovering and transforming the five element qualities we resonate with. And after a little break here, I'll be back and we'll talk a little bit about the five elements before we do the session.
It's not about getting to one point.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this, but
what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt in my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.com. Net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. And Karen, do we have you on the air?
Yes, good morning, Chloe.
Wonderful. Good morning. Karen, do you mind waiting a little bit while I just finish a little bit more talking?
Of course.
Wonderful. All right. So, oh dear, we're always, there's never quite enough time. You'd think an hour would be plenty of time, wouldn't you? But anyway, I've got so much to talk about here with abundance. And I think that what I'll do is I'll just summarize how this, my friend's boss, really, how we're seeing the harmony of his elements, so then we can see this in the repatterning that will follow. So, to summarize this then, and the download, you can download the transcript where I'm actually going to go much more into the five elements and also the 11 facts about global warming and your health, which also I don't think I really have time to go into in much detail right now. But anyway, my friend's boss, his wood element energy, he was always optimistic, one of the great qualities of a balanced wood element. His fire element, he brought humor to every situation. His earth element, that was about serving others and taking care of people. His metal element, my friend said that her boss had total integrity, and he lived by the values that were most important to him, which was giving something back. And his water element, one of the qualities of his water element that we saw, was his ability to contain his own troubles so he could give of himself at that meeting. So that is the third kind of abundance, is the balance and harmony of our elements. The fourth kind of abundance is global abundance. And I always love that wonderful poem of John Donne, 17th century poet, "No man is an island unto himself," and no woman also, of course. And that really, if we want global abundance, we must have the courage to take a great leap. That there is only union, there's no separation, and we're all part of this holographic whole, whether humans, animals, plants, and the earth. So global abundance, Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth, is really getting our attention. And we really do need to handle issues of global warming in relation to our health, otherwise our world will cease to exist as we know it. So we need to remember that there are 400,000 people were still homeless after the Pakistan earthquake. And these figures could potentially be us. So it's about what can we do to really make a difference in terms of global warming. In the download, I give you 11 facts about global warming and our health. And it really is quite an eye-opener when you read about what's involved and what we can do. So if those of you are interested in global peace and global movement forward, you may actually want to get this download, because I would really like to go into the session with Karen so we have time to complete that. Also in the download, I give you some great books to get you started, books that I love, Victoria Butenko, Green for Life, fabulous book, fascinating research, readable, practical. And she's just talking about how you can make a huge difference for your health and the well-being of the globe in some very simple ways. And I love also the book by Dr. N.W. Walker, who died at 106 years of age, called Become Younger. And there are other books that I mentioned here, a very powerful one, T. Colin Campbell, that I recommend to everybody, called The China Study, biggest study done in the whole world. Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, very, very inspired group. So for people who are really interested in making that leap, a chasm is not crossed in two small steps, some very practical stuff in this download. And thank you to Anthea Guinness for putting together some of this information on the 11 facts. And you can get her contact information on our website, resonancerepatterns.net, for people who really want to do more and make a difference in this way. All right, so we got our four kinds of abundance, piece of string, positive mental attitude, five elements, harmony, and global abundance for all. And now let's go into our session with Karen. So you're here with us, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. So Karen, have you received sessions before?
Yes, I had two.
Wonderful. Have you ever studied resonance repatterning?
Just what I've seen on the internet. I haven't gotten your book yet.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you've got a treat in store with you for you with reading more and finding more about it, but welcome to this session.
Thank you.
Good. You must have been very keen because you phoned up 10 minutes before
yes.
I did. That's called commitment here. Wonderful. All right, Karen. So you've been listening to quite a few of the radio shows?
Yes. Well, I listened last week, and I wasn't able to listen this morning because of my phone.
Yes. Good. Okay. So you're quite new then to resonance repatterning and to this show. All right, Karen. You give me permission to muscle check for you?
Yes.
Good. This means that I can access your field and find out exactly what you need that will support, help you. All right. So, Karen, what do you want for yourself in your life that would make you feel truly abundant?
Security. I would like that. As one word.
Yes. All right. And what would allow you to have security?
Well, one thing, to feel more secure financially would be one thing.
Yes. So, all right. Good. So I have... So you want more money?
Yes.
More money. All right. Good. And we need to get any more details on that. No. And you need to list anything else that you need so you can feel truly abundant? No. All right. Say, I have more money.
I have more money.
And I feel truly abundant. Oh, I didn't hear that. And I feel truly abundant?
And I feel truly abundant.
All right. And that is off. So that means your frequencies are out of sync for that, and you therefore don't resonate with having more money and feeling truly abundant. By the way, anybody, whether you're listening live or to the archive, you can proxy into Karen's session for whatever is important to you. And I imagine most people can relate to feeling more abundant if they had more money. Okay, now, how would having more money make you feel, Karen?
I'd feel freer to follow through on my choices. And one thing.
Okay. And what kind of choices do you want to follow through on?
Well, choices with my career. I'm an artist. Also, just practical things in my life, my family, myself.
Okay, good. All right. And you need to list anything more? No. So it's feeling free to follow through on her career as an artist. Yes, and we need to list anything more? No. Okay. So stay, general muscle check, so we're checking your whole body, emotion, mind field for this. Say, I feel free.
I feel free.
To follow through.
To follow through.
On my career as an artist.
On my career as an artist.
And you don't resonate with having this freedom. Okay? So even if, with or without money, you're not feeling free to follow through on your career as an artist. Yep. All right. What negative action or attitude do you have in an attempt to try and feel free or to feel more secure?
In regard to my art career or just...
Well, it could be anything. So it's a negative action or attitude that you tend to do. So we saw in the story of the farmers, for instance, that he was pessimistic and he was, you know, complaining and about things. So we can sometimes do things or say things or, you know, we could maybe not feel... You can feel insecure and go to food. So it's either a negative action or an attitude that we do to try and feel, in your case, free or to feel secure about, you know, to have more money. What do you do? What do you think?
It's probably an attitude, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And what kind of negative attitude do you have?
Out.
Sorry?
I don't know. I need help to try and figure that out.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So for instance, if Charlie Brown needs to feel more secure, and what he does to do that is he carries around a blanket. Okay? So somebody who wants to feel awake and alert, they go and they drink coffee all day. So it's something that we're doing, but it's not really helping our health and our well-being, and it's not actually really helping us. So you want to feel free, and you want to have more money, but there's something you're doing or thinking that is not helping you. What do you imagine that could be?
Just different thoughts. I mean, I read a lot. I don't know if that's got anything to do with
it. Yeah, okay. And you need to list more, yes? So just start kind of getting into some of the things you do, negative things you do.
Well, my health is not really good right now, so I spend a lot of time resting
yes.
at home.
Okay.
And I like to read.
Yeah.
That's about all I think I do.
Yes. And what's your attitude to life?
Well, I love life, and I love beauty. I love people.
Yeah, and what are you doing or thinking that's not about beauty and loving life?
Well, again, I have this fear. I have a lot of fears about things. One included, you know, about not being secure financially.
Yeah,
I'm in the middle of like a lawsuit with a car accident. That's, you know, very on my mind a lot.
That's right. Okay, so let's just check here. And Karen needs to list anything more. No. So the negative thing that's involved here is you're reading a lot. No, resting a lot is your fears. Okay? And you can just say, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
And you are on for I'm afraid. Okay? Good. Okay, so after this break, Karen, we'll come back in a moment.
The journey long way, it's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
What can you tell me about Skills USA?
Skills USA teaches you employability skills. So you know how to deal with people, you have teamwork, your resume is going to look awesome.
Well, it's important to know your technical skills, but not only that, to have soft skills, the skills of learning how to communicate with people.
On the web at skillsusa.org.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher. Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Are you ready to crash through illusion, break through your personal barriers, and slay the internal nemesis of your dark side? TNT is here to awaken your soul and unravel the hidden messages of your unconscious mind. Discover your hidden treasure map and use TNT to find the tools you need to become your own demolition tech. Collapse the old and choose the new. It's Dynamite Awareness with TNT. Tracy Irons and Tracy McMahon every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and visit us at www.dynamiteawareness.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello, and here we are again. We're just doing a session on Karen. And are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am, Chloe.
Wonderful. So we're doing a true abundance repatterning that anyone is welcome to proxy into. So, yes, the abundance you're wanting is more money. And this, how it would make you feel, is give you a sense of freedom to follow through in your career as an artist. And the negative attitude that you have is one of fear. Now, excuse me, my voice here. So, Karen, this fear is actually a symbol for you that represents what you want, freedom and security. The only trouble is that it's a negative symbol and won't ever lead to freedom and security. So your fear is actually counterproductive. So what we need to find out here is what positive energizing symbol do you need to have? And it could be an attitude, it could be an object. Remember, the autistic children carried around a piece of string, or an action that really represents freedom for you and represents security for you. What do you imagine that would be?
Object or action.
It could be an attitude, it could be an action, it could be even an object that represents freedom and security. There?
Yeah, nothing's coming to my mind.
Yeah. So, yes, it's quite something kind of thinking about these things, isn't it? So you're wanting freedom. You're wanting security. What represents freedom and security for you?
I just imagine a picture of myself standing on a mountain or something with my arms outspread.
Yeah.
My mind.
Yes. So picture it. So you need to list anything else? No. A picture of yourself standing on a mountain with my arm outstretched. Okay, let me just check on that. And this is the symbol that you need to have. Yes, so you're seeing here that it's sometimes quite difficult actually discovering the positive symbol we need. So it's like, gosh, what is that? I don't know. And yet at the same time, we automatically are carrying around negative symbols like fear, which will never give us what we're needing. So the positive symbol for you of of having this freedom to follow through in your career as an artist and feeling secure is standing on a mountain with your arms outstretched. Yeah, yes. So it's a whole, it's an image for you. All right, so we're going to now muscle check yourself to make sure that you resonate with that. Of course, at the moment you won't resonate with it until the end of the session. As a general muscle check, and say, I stand on a mountain. I picture myself.
Stand on a mountain.
Just say, I picture myself.
I picture myself.
Standing on a mountain.
Standing on a mountain.
With my arms outstretched.
Outstretched.
And I feel free.
I feel free.
And I have more money.
I have more money.
And you are off for that. That you do not resonate with the symbol that leads to your feeling of freedom, and which then leads you to be able to earn more money for yourself. All right. So, Karen, what is the problem that you're presently facing in your life?
Well, as I mentioned,
I think we're getting some static.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
I'm going through a lawsuit, and so I have some fears about if I don't win it, I would not have the money to pay for my doctor bills. And then I also have like a chronic health condition. I don't know if it's related to that or what, but chronic pain.
Uh-huh.
Dealing with that. Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor bills, just writing this down, and I have chronic pain. So you have some real issues you're dealing with right now. Yeah. And you need to list any other problem. No, and a general muscle check. Say, I'm in a lawsuit.
I'm in a lawsuit.
And I'm afraid.
And I'm afraid.
If I don't win it.
I don't.
I can't pay my doctor's bills.
My doctor.
And I have chronic pain.
And I have chronic pain.
And you are actually resonating with that. Again, that simply tells us that your frequencies are out of sync, and because of that, you're actually resonating, you're in tune with, again, we've got fear coming up here. So we're seeing that your fear is really coming in the way of true abundance for you, Karen. And again, it could be relating to the chronic pain you're going through as well. So Karen, what positive attitude would help you feel abundant regardless of the lawsuit and the bills and your pain? What positive attitude would help you?
Well, that I'm capable and that I have support from those who love me and my creator.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. I'm capable?
That I'm capable, you know, that I'm self-confident in myself and that I also have support of others who love me.
Yeah.
My creator.
And have the support of others who love me. And your creator?
Yes.
You feel the support of your creator?
Yes.
And I am supported by my creator. Yes. All right. And you need to list anything more? No. General muscle check is needed. Yes. So say, I am capable and self-confident.
I'm capable and self-confident.
And I have the support of others who love me.
I have the support of others who love me.
And I'm supported by my creator.
And I'm supported by my creator.
And you are off for that. So again, because of these out-of-sync frequencies, you're not even resonating with what you already have. That you're capable, self-confident, you're supported, and that you're supported by your creator. So again, we're seeing here, like the Indian farmer who had that sense of joy and gratitude, and that's what supported him. We need to get you resonating with pretty much the same thing here. All right, so now let's look at the five-element balance that you need to create a field of abundance for yourself. And you need to have the wood element, yes, and you need number one. We've got four of these. You need number one or two, yes. Need number one, and the general muscle check, Karen, say, I am always hopeful.
I'm always hopeful.
And optimistic.
And optimistic.
No matter what.
No matter what.
At the moment you offer that. So again, you're seeing that we're identifying all these places where your frequencies are out of sync and you don't resonate with what's positive. And this is what's underlying the insecurity, the lack of money, the lack of freedom, the pain. All these things are part of the out of sync frequencies that we need to identify and then bring them into sync so you can resonate with the positive. And the fire element, let's see which ones you need here. There are six of these. You need number 1 through 4. Yes, number 1, no. Number 2, ooh, you need number 2. All right, General Musacek. Say, I laugh in the face of my fears.
I laugh in the face of my fear.
And you are off for that. You know, there's a wonderful modality we have called the laughing breath, which is just hilarious, where you actually get yourself to laugh. And it could be that laughter could be very important for you with your fears. And also, laughter helps to clear away pain.
Yes.
All right, earth element. Do you have much laughter in your life?
I'd like more.
You'd like more. We can always do with more laughter, can't we?
Yes.
Now your earth element, and we need to also identify the earth element balance you need. No, we don't need that right now. And we need to check on your metal element. No, not that one. And your water element. Yes, you need that. And we've got 6 possibilities here. And you need number 1. No, number 2, number 3, number 4. Okay, General Musacek. Say, I have the courage.
I have the courage.
To use my power.
Use my power.
Energy.
Energy.
And drive.
Drive.
To keep moving forward.
To keep moving forward.
And you're off right now for that. Yes, so the water will reach the sea one way or another. Never gives up. It always has that huge power, energy, and drive. All right, now the last thing we're going to be checking on is global abundance. And as we know, global warming is a serious issue that's going to affect each one of us. There are so many times we are kind of have our own personal problems and we forget that the whole globe right now is a part of who we are. And it's not only global warming, it's not only about transportation emissions, but it's the food animal industry actually is one of the biggest forces for creating global warming that there is. All the 60 billion animals that are killed for human consumption is causing the forest clearing, water pollution, air pollution. It's a huge issue going on here with animals. In fact, many, many people are becoming vegetarian purely to support global warming and not support the process of helping that because of the food animal industry and the part it's playing in global warming. There's water shortage issues. And we now, each one of us, in terms of abundance, needs to ask ourselves, what action are we ready to take, however small, that will have a positive effect in terms of global warming and all life forms on our planet? So, Karen, what positive action are you ready to take to support the whole of the globe at this point in time? And while we're taking a little break here, why don't you just think about what you want to do that would support us global abundance? Okay, and we'll be back in a minute.
The chances that you need, learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Learn to fly.
You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. Karen, do we have you on the air?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, your sound is so much better now.
Yeah, I changed phones. Sorry about
that. Oh, good. Okay, yes, that's great. When people phone in, it's always best to do it on a landline, isn't it? Wonderful. Now we can hear you loud and clear, Karen. Good. So that's symbolic, too. You're coming through loud and clear, Karen, in life. All right. So, Karen, what little tiny action are you ready to take to support global abundance?
Well, I thought of two things. One would be to educate others about pollution.
Yes.
And or, you know, eat less meat.
Yes. Good. Yep. All right. Wonderful. Let's see if you need to check anything more here. And Karen needs to list anything more. No. And again, this is symbolic. We're all a hologram, and that means that we're all a part of the whole. Change one tiny part, and it will change the whole. So general muscle check, say, I contribute to global abundance.
I contribute to global abundance.
By educating others about pollution.
By educating others about pollution.
And eating less meat. And right now you are off for that. And what fear does global warming bring up for you, Karen?
What fear?
Yeah, what fear does it bring up?
Well, fear that life would not continue, but
yes.
I don't feel that's going to happen, though.
No?
The Creator's going to intervene before that happens.
Okay. All right. So you need to list any fear here. So there is then a fear that life on our planet would be over, even though there's a part of you that says our Creator will intervene. This is the fear here. Life on our planet will be over. All right, general muscle check. Say, I'm afraid that life on our planet will be over. And you are actually resonating with that, even though you also have that faith that the Creator will intervene. Okay, terrific, Karen. So now we're going to check what you need as a modality. And because we have very little time right now, I've actually already muscle-checked the modality you need, which is to support your chakra, your fire chakra, which is your solar plexus chakra, which is actually to do with confidence and power and digestion as well. And we're going to be supporting that chakra by pulling your middle finger. So you can press and work into your left and your right middle finger and just pull it, work into the joints, find the pain spots. And again, some of the pain you may be experiencing might also be helped by working on this fire chakra. It gets that energy moving strongly.
Down where the finger meets the
hand? The whole finger, from the base joint, just press in with your fingers, your other hand, and find any pain spots and work on each of the joints, the lower joint, the middle joint, the upper joint, the tip of the finger, and then front and back and side to side and pulling the finger and just really stimulate that fire finger, which is going to activate your fire chakra. Good. All right. So now that we've completed that modality, yes, you can see that the most important thing is identifying, and the modality then helps things. It doesn't such a tiny little thing to do. It's like that piece of string. And so we're going to back and see if your frequencies have come into sync and say, I have more money.
I have more money.
And you are actually resonating with that. I feel free to follow through on my career as an artist.
I feel free to follow through on my career as an artist.
Resonating with that. I am afraid.
I'm afraid.
Off for that. I picture myself standing on a mountain.
I picture myself standing on a mountain.
With my arms outstretched.
With my arms outstretched.
And you are on for that symbol of abundance. I'm in a lawsuit.
I'm in a lawsuit.
And I'm afraid if I don't win.
I'm afraid if I don't win.
I can't pay my doctor bills.
Can't pay my doctor bills.
And I have chronic pain.
I have chronic pain.
Good. Beginning to move that on through as well. I'm capable and self-confident.
I'm capable and self-confident.
And I have the support of others who love me.
I have the support of others who love me.
And I'm supported by my creator.
I'm supported by my creator.
Good. I'm always hopeful and optimistic.
I'm always hopeful and optimistic.
Yes, on for that. I laugh in the face of my fears.
I laugh in the face of my fears.
And you're on for that one. And I have the courage.
I have the courage.
To use my power.
Within my power.
Energy and drive.
Drive.
To keep moving forward. And we're losing you again, but I'm checking you're on for that. And the global abundance. I contribute to global abundance.
I contribute to global abundance
by educating others about pollution.
By educating others about pollution.
And eating less meat.
Eating less meat.
And you're on. And the fear, I'm afraid that life on our planet will be over.
I'm afraid that life on our planet will be over.
And you do not resonate with that. So good. So Karen, your positive action, you need to move into educating others about pollution and eating less meat. Absolutely. And also, picturing yourself standing on a mountain with your arms outstretched. Okay?
You can do that.
Yes, very good. And you need to have that image each day, yes, when you go into your fears. Get out back on that mountain. This is like your piece of string that allowed the autistic children to walk.
Yes.
That go into that mountain, and this is your place of strength and courage. The mountain energizes you. And it uplifts you. So use that image as those autistic children use that piece of string. And then go into action with educating others about pollution and eating less meat. And who knows what may happen in your life. Okay, my dear?
Much Chloe.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
Great day.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, so that was our show for this week. And if you have any questions, remember, you can always get in touch with me at livingintune@gmail.com and at our blog site. And next week, I'm going to do a whole radio show on communicating for connection. And there's an author and communicator, Michael Kahn, warns, when conversation becomes a struggle, it can be very unpleasant. When conversation restricts itself to trivia, it can be pretty boring. So what are the secrets of interesting communication that create connection and deepen intimacy? What are the rules no one taught us in school? Why is it important to say no to arguing and discover what lies beneath every argument? We'll begin to explore this lifetime topic, and then I'll do a new communicating for connection repatterning that we can all proxy into. So remember, you can download these transcripts, even if you're not a resonance repatterning practitioner. There's information that I just simply don't have time to give you in this one short hour. And all these shows are available for you, and practitioners, of course, you can do these on your clients. And remember, best to only download three at a time, because more than three overloads your computer. And feel free then to link your favorite shows to your website so that your people can begin to enjoy these shows and to connect to your website in a new way. So thank you very much for all of you who've listening in to listening, Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. And I'll be seeing you, hearing from you next week at the same time, same place. and have a wonderful week being abundant in your life and thinking about these four ways. What is my piece of string? What is my attitude that leads to abundance? How can I balance, harmonize my five elements and global abundance? What can I do to make a difference, however small that may be? Thank you so much and have a wonderful week.
It's how you conduct yourself through the chances that you take. Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wing. And the rest will follow after. Know you're wrong. And know that everything is okay.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch the stars. If you have never tried your best.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.